Idiots, are you ready? I just can't stand the faces of you people. Those dead, questioning eyes. You dummies don't matter. Greedo?
What happens when I scratch a horseradish all over my face?
Now, why would you do this?
Oh, definitely gonna scrape it somewhere.
Yeah, you don't matter. Mangy?
Okay, my beard itches pretty bad. Is this because of my bugs?
You have literal bugs?
Uh-huh. I think it's mainly bed bugs.
Okay, you gotta go.
Wait, is this about the bugs?
Yeah, it is. Stank?
Yeah, when is the Roswell hearing?
You really thought to take your question? You suck.
Hey, the way you talk to me, I mean, do you need to talk so evil?
Truth isn't truth. Sure, we all know that, thanks to the brilliant legal mind of Rudy Giuliani. But did you know the Trump White House has an entire line of isn'ts? That's right. There's also collusion isn't collusion. Since when is it a crime to conspire with a hostile power to win an election? Hush money isn't hush money. What's wrong with a little privacy? Grifting isn't grifting. Whether it's a phony university, monetizing the White House, or flying in style, this is surely the most profitable and popular isn't there is. Death isn't death. That's right. It's supporting jobs and coal-burning power plants. Stealing isn't stealing. It's being a tough businessman who is now running the Department of Commerce. Obstruction isn't obstruction. It's fighting back. Remember, if truth isn't truth, that means a lie isn't a lie, which makes all the wonderful White House isn'ts possible. You're welcome. Check back often. We're adding new isn'ts all the time.
I did suggest that Martin Scorsese might be the person to do the Donald Trump biopic. He's had Goodfellas, Gangs of New York, or you might want to turn to people who did The Sopranos. But in the case of Scorsese, and I say this only half in jest, that he's had a lot of experience of bringing these kinds of characters to film, so he should do the biopic. But now, on a serious note, I mean, this whole Trump era has moved into a completely different position now, that by my own analysis, let me say my own opinion, I think before the last 48 to maybe 60 hours, that there was sitting in a kind of outrage fatigue in the country, just saying, well, it's Trump, I mean, I can't think about that anymore. But the Manafort guilty verdict and the Cohen guilty plea, I think, changed the dynamic into a much more dangerous period for Donald Trump personally and politically, for the American presidency, and therefore for the country. But I do use the word absurd. What else can you say about it? You know, I think with you on several occasions, going back a month, maybe a year, I suggested what was happening in the Trump era was worthy of a Shakespeare play, or perhaps something by the ancient Greeks. But it's moved into a whole different era now. And I do find that when one tweets any suggestion about gangster movies, a gangster connection here, that seems to resonate with the public. So I don't think there's the outrage fatigue anymore. I think people are centered on this. I know there are going to be Trump people who say, well, people out there in the country and fly over America don't care. I don't believe that for a second. Because Americans, whether they're Trump supporters or not, somewhere down in their core believe that the American presidency should be about honor and integrity. And it's very hard to see what's been happening these last few days and hear what the president is saying, trying to move us into the belief that truth is not truth, crime is not crime, facts are not facts.
Right.
The American people have a lot of common sense, and it may be a long time coming. I myself think it's far too early to talk about impeachment, as long as the Republicans control at least the Senate.
Since Kristen sat on my whistle.
I did not sit on it.
Then where's my whistle?
It's a really important issue, chump.
Yeah, what about guys like me, you know? Like, our eyes are really honest, but then our brain's got a violent virus.
Okay.
I think this thing goes away quickly, like I've been saying all along. No collusion, no collusion, no collusion. Right, Rudy?
There may have been some collusion, Mr. President.
What do you mean? Jared, give me a Coke, now!
That's not it.
Truth is not truth, crime is not crime, facts are not facts. The American people have a lot of common sense, and it may be a long time coming.
And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
It isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So, Robert, is that just the era we've entered where the president's lawyer can go on television and say things without consequence?
Of course, Brian. It's a bizarre statement, but putting that aside and acknowledging it for what it is, it's more revealing about how the Trump legal team feels about the Comey firing. They're uncomfortable publicly about having the president sit down for an interview with Robert Mueller to talk through the president's intent. Was it corrupt? Was it criminal? That's what the Mueller people have wanted to find out for months, and Giuliani's contesting that, already contesting Comey's version of the story that's there publicly.
No, it isn't true. Truth isn't true. The facts, I'm still learning. But isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The facts, I'm still learning.
That's a civic automobile. It's not when you're putting $100 million into your campaign.
It's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
What are we going to do? We're going to make this shit meaner, harder.
But not all... Giuliani does not know the extent of what witnesses have said. beyond Mr. Comey about the Comey firing and what went on inside of the White House and different things about the president's.
Kept a safe with documents on hush money payments and other killed stories that were damaging specifically to Trump, a safe. Do you know anything about that?
I actually don't know anything about it. I haven't been at the company for quite a while. But then again, it wouldn't surprise me, because when you have ammunition, it gives you a lot more ability to get to people who you want. David Pecker owns a stable of publications.
Right.
It's not just a National Enquirer. And there's actually been stories of him using, killing a story in the Enquirer to get someone to do something with his other publications. So.
All right, so Carrie, let's talk about the law here. I mean, at the same time that the National Enquirer was catching and killing these stories about Trump, it was also taking on his opponents, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz. We just laid all of this out. Where is the legal line here? Where is the legal issue here that could cross the line into campaign finance violations by David Pecker, by the publication?
Well, the key issue, Poppy, in the way that it has been laid out in the plea documents for Michael Cohen, is that AMI is alleged to have made, well, the documents don't charge AMI in any way, but the story that's laid out is that they would have made a illegal contribution. So companies can't make donations directly to campaigns. They can't make campaign finance contributions. And so by paying the women in order to suppress the stories, in order to affect the election, and that's the key that has come out from the Cohen documents.
Not care less, creature.
How can I tell if my Labrador is female?
Easy, you suck. Let's see, Sasquatch Steven.
Would you rub my feet if I tickled yours?
You're weird. Nah, nope.
Not even fun tickles?
What is that? Listen, I'm gonna punch you and I'll punch in your esophagus.
Great.
Chocolate curl.
You know how I was part of a gang that made bed quilts?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one guy, Benji Binkleman, had this horrible breast problem.
Okay, so maybe we'll just wrap that up, turd.
What I really need is a craft table, a magic wand, and someone to feed me pickles.
Jeeves.
Do you feel you prefer ice, Jeeves? Or maybe like summer rain?
Or I could feed you to the polar bears?
Alright.
Gina.
It's Gina.
That's what I said. Gina. Gina. I'm sorry? Gina? Yeah, I don't know. Chachi. Stink leg. Pork. Varicose Ken. This jerk.
Hey, I'm crazy about you. When can I see you?
No, never. Sounds like a good day.
Hey, I'm sensitive, yet dangerous, and I make nachos.
Okay, to be honest, I think that most people in the world will find you disappointing.
Why are you saying this?
Because you suck.
And so when he says truth is truth, he's saying he doesn't want to go up against Comey's version of the story, but there are more versions of this story than just Comey.
Joyce, just as a fellow practitioner, as a fellow lawyer, when you hear an attorney use a phrase like that, your reaction?
It tells me that he knows his client doesn't have a traditional legal defense. They won't be able to offer, when Bob Mueller finally produces his report or perhaps a new batch of indictments, They won't be able to say the facts that are being alleged are untrue. It appears that that's a near certainty. And so instead, they'll have to fall back on a defense of the Mueller team is corrupt and you can't believe anything about facts. There's no longer any rational truth because it's all a he said, she said. This is really a dangerous place to be. Giuliani knows that this is not how our courts function. Our courts are uniquely suited to ferret out the difference when you have people telling these oppositional stories.
WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. This is Furious George Radio. I'm Furious. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey, sending off our friend DJ Buck Rooster, having fun and hoping he has some fun. I'm Furious George. We do this show every Thursday, and we have fun here as part of this WCOM, LPFM, low power, high power, community powered radio. Blasted into the truth tonight. Don't worry. The truth is still the truth. It's okay. If you want to learn more about the Furious Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. There's plenty of little bit of nuggets of truth in there. You can also support the radio. Go to wcomfm.org and you can enjoy plenty of ways to support the station. We've also had some incredible stuff happening this week. I mean, which is kind of amazing to say, but this week we saw several giant, crazy crypto-fascist white supremacists fall, including Silent Sam here downtown, which got some international attention. So, of course, I want to shout out to those folks who made that happen. Furious has been part of anti-fascist, true community-based resistance, crypto anti-fascist resistance and anti-Klan, anti-racist resistance in North Carolina since, like, you know, we ran off the Klan in the 90s out of Asheville. And want to thank the folks who did their part here in Chapel Hill tearing down Silent Sam. You know, I'm glad nobody got hurt. That's good. And, of course, you know, it shouldn't have had to happen anyway. That thing should have been torn down. Just like all these other bullshit crypto-fascist neo-Confederate statues that are still up. So anyway, I do not condone tearing them down physically, and WCOM does not necessarily either. Okay. The show may be offensive to some members, so viewer discretion is advised. Close your eyes. Truth is the truth. I'm furious.
That Michael Cohen is saying they made these payments to the women in order to affect the election,
yeah.
Then that is what takes AMI's behavior and activities out of the realm of normal press activities or normal news gathering activities and into the realm of potential campaign finance violations.
Cohen said that under oath this week. April, to you, I want to quote a former staffer at AMI who told Ronan Farrow of The New Yorker when he did this big profile on Pecker and AMI just a few months ago, quote, in theory, you would think that Trump has all the power in that relationship, but in fact, Pecker, it's Pecker that has the power. He has the power to run these stories. He knows where the bodies are buried. Does Pecker have the upper hand on the president here?
Pecker has the upper hand, and the president is not happy about that. You know, anytime that you dance with the devil or know something about what someone is doing, that person doesn't necessarily want it to be told. And right now it's about David Pecker trying to save his own skin. How deep is David Pecker? I mean, this president talks about, and Poppy said it, he talked about fake news and crafting news. He indeed himself, as a civilian, was crafting news, killing stories, and smearing people's names. This does not bode well for this president. I mean, you don't know how far this goes.
is it true?
Sure, we all know that. Thanks to the brilliant diplomatic of Rudy Giuliani.
But did you know the Trump White House has an entire line of isn'ts? That's right. There's also collusion isn't collusion. Since when is it a crime to conspire with a hostile power to win an election?
University of North Carolina Monday night on the eve of the first day of classes. The statue was erected in 1913 to honor Confederate soldiers, has been the target of repeated protests. Video footage shows protesters surrounding the statue with tall banners. Then the statue was toppled. This is UNC, University of North Carolina, doctoral student Maya Little speaking at Monday's protest. She herself faces charges of property destruction and possible expulsion for pouring red ink and her own blood on the statue during an earlier protest in April. But this is Maya Monday night.
Statue that advocates violence against us, that honors slave owners. At this statue, I have felt degraded, and I have also been harassed. I have been surveilled by police. I have been called a nigger. I have been told that I will be hung from the tree right above Silent Sam.
Protesters later tried to bury the toppled statue's head, but officials took it away. Silent Sam, as the statue is called, is just the latest Confederate monument to come down in North Carolina around the United States. In recent months, a Confederate soldier's monument in Durham was toppled last August, 2 days after the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a woman was killed protesting the white supremacists. In December, work crews removed two Confederate statues from parks in Memphis, Tennessee. Civil War-era landmarks and Confederate monuments also came down in New Orleans and Baltimore. For more, we're going to Durham, North Carolina, to speak with Maya Little, the activist and doctoral student at the University of North Carolina, who you just heard speaking Monday night. Maya, talk about the significance of the toppling of this statue.
For me, it's very significant. This has been a very long battle with the university. The first time the statue was vandalized or painted was in 1968, the day after Martin Luther King was assassinated. 50 years later, the members of our community, students, workers, and people of our community took it upon themselves to do what UNC wouldn't do and remove the statue and memorialize those who have lost their lives to white supremacy.
So talk about what you did in April and what you've been charged with.
In April, I did what I've been doing this past year, which is adding historical context to the white supremacist monument known as Silent Sam. I poured my blood in red ink on the statue because it sits sanitized, and yet it's founded on this idea of violence towards black people. It was dedicated during the dedication speech. Julian Carr talked about whipping a black woman until her skirt was in shreds on university grounds. It was christened by this notion of violence towards black people, and for it to sit at the university without that context is historically wrong.
Can you talk about the charges you're facing right now?
Right now, I'm facing criminal charges for vandalism. I'll be tried in Orange County, which is very historic in many ways. Orange County is the same place that James Lewis Cate's murderers were tried in 1973. It is also the same place that Bayard Rustin and many of the first Freedom Riders were tried after being stopped in Chapel Hill. My court date is October 15th at 9 a.m.
And talk about what you did in April.
Again, I threw my blood in red ink on the statue. I was providing the context that I, as a black person, and the other black students, workers, and community members who have to walk by that, who had to walk by that statue and be degraded every day, had to see, which is a literal noose hanging on our campus, which is a memorial to violence towards black people, to the people who enslaved my ancestors and sold their children. By pouring my blood and red ink on the statue, I hope to contextualize it.
Your chancellor, the chancellor of the University of North Carolina, Carol Folt, called the removal of the Silent Sam statue Monday night unlawful and dangerous. But she did acknowledge on Tuesday in an open letter that the statue, quote, has been divisive for years, and its presence has been a source of frustration for many people, not only on our campus, but throughout the community. What is your response to what she has said?
Oh, well, in fact, I think what was actually unlawful and dangerous was the chancellor's decision to not act, to, in fact, only act around Silent Sam, to harass and use university police to spy on student protesters and anti-racist activists. What is actually unlawful and disrespectful is forcing black students to study on a campus with buildings named after slave owners. To study on a campus in which the forefront was a memorial to the people who enslaved their ancestors, who continued to disenfranchise, murder, and commit violence towards them in the 1920s and during Jim Crow. I would say, in fact, that Chancellor Folt's response and the university's response, which was to punish and to target anti-racist activists, was much more unlawful, much more disrespectful than what many community members did, which was courageously remove the statue.
Get up. campaign finance law. What happens in October of a presidential election year? Pack of losers down to Napalooza. I heard you got guns. Well, I got fun. I got something sweet. What you call sin, so you lose.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like that.
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer. Back to John Roberts at the White House. Now, there's been an attempt at a tidying of the moment.
There has, because a lot of people, Shep, as you alluded to just a second ago, have likened this to what Kellyanne Conway, White House chief counselor, said last year when she talked about there being alternative facts. Rudy Giuliani tried to explain a little further what he meant in a tweet this morning, saying, quote, "My statement was not meant as a pontification on moral theology, but one referring to the situation where two people make precisely contradictory statements, the classic he said, she said puzzle. Sometimes further inquiry can reveal the truth, and other times it doesn't." The ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, who is a frequent critic of the president, quoted Orwell in a recent tweet saying, quote, "Today Giuliani added to Orwell's liturgy. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. Ignorance is strength. Truth isn't truth." This one did raise the literary bar.
Try to take my life. I'll be sleeping with the 45 like every night. In the whip, I pray to God I don't see flashing lights. God damn, they right behind me. And I wake up every day. I wake up every day with this anxiety. And they know where I stay. Got my loan on my place. And they following me. So when it is under the floor of the kitchen, a little more up in the walls and the ceiling. Even family and friends started switching.
Stand at the podium and guarantee the American people they'll never hear Donald Trump utter the N-word on a recording in any country.
I can't guarantee anything. I also cannot guarantee I won't lie about African-American job numbers. Next question.
Thank you, Sarah. Can you guarantee the president is not planning to shoot Omarosa in the middle of Fifth Avenue?
There are no guarantees in life, especially when we are lucky enough to have a heroic president who consistently does more good for America than all other presidents combined, to infinity, no cataracts. Next.
Yeah, Sarah, can you guarantee we'll never see Donald Trump blow up the White House and replace it with a gladiator arena?
Look, I can't guarantee Trump Arena won't become a reality, nor can I guarantee the Sunday night lineup at said arena won't consist of food stamp recipients fighting to the death. Next question.
Sarah, thank you. Can you guarantee the American people will never hear the inner screams of your conscience?
You all in the mainstream media may not like it, but I just cannot guarantee anything. And definitely can't guarantee I won't implode into the hardened husk of my burnt out soul.
centered on this. I know there are going to be Trump people who say, well, people out there in the country and fly over America don't care. I don't believe that for a second, because Americans, whether they're Trump supporters or not, somewhere down in their core believe that the American presidency should be about honor and integrity. And it's very hard to see what's been happening these last few days and hear what the president is saying, trying to move us into the belief that truth is not truth, crime is not crime, facts are not facts.
There was no Trump Tower meeting with the Russians. There was a meeting, but it was not to get dirt on Hillary. It was about adoptions for the children. Just ask Don Jr. Don Jr. wrote a statement about adoptions. I didn't have anything to do with it. Look, maybe I had something to do with it, but just to weigh in, it's not like I dictated it. Okay, so I dictated the statement about the adoption meeting that was not at all about getting Russian dirt on Hillary. All right, so the meeting was to get dirt on Hillary, but that's politics, people. Look, it's totally legal and done all the time. These things I know nothing about. Okay, so maybe I did not know nothing. Meeting with a foreign power to help swing an election is, like, so legal. Everyone does it, trust me. So maybe not everyone. This is the kind of double, triple negative thing I didn't not know nothing about. Witch hunt, collusion, 17 angry hoaxes, deep state Alex Jones forever.
Story that could sway the election one way or the other is an attempt to defraud the American people and defraud the democratic process. Yes, the law in question is a campaign finance violation, but what's really going on there is not a narrow technical thing. It's not like somebody forgot to report, yeah. Somebody gave a little bit more than the minimum, some PAC didn't follow a law, a small regulation. This is a fundamental thing that, like, the nominee at the closing days of the campaign, when he thought it game was on the line and a story or two stories potentially threatened his nomination, went and said, I got to make this story go away, according to Michael Cohen, and said, go make this go away and pay for it. I think that's goes in not in a resistancy way at all, but goes is a much more dramatic and much more accurate way of stating what actually happened there. And yes, it could be, it implicates the president in the commission of a felony, but it also implicates the president in what is now a growing sense that a lot of people have, and not just resistance people, that this is one more way in which the 2016 election was fakakta.
Do you play yourself?
I'm more of a singer. I write songs, words, lyrics, but I haven't put them to music yet.
What kind of music are you going to be doing?
I don't know yet.
What do you mean you don't know? You have to know what you're going to be playing. What are you into?
I'm a futurist.
answers that topple a government, maybe just clarify it or force the government to clarify itself. That's all. All I'm saying is you don't prevent a constitutional crisis by threatening a financial one. But Mr. President, you guarantee both when your very actions and words create that crisis or make people think that you're hiding one. Like when you say that you knew nothing about payments to a stripper and a former Playboy model until you did. Then explain your former lawyer, Michael Cohen, made those decisions until we heard on tape that you did. Just like you said you knew nothing about a Trump Tower meeting back in June 2016 that included your son, Donald Trump Jr., and some Russian officials. Then clarify that meeting really wasn't about dirt on Hillary Clinton, it was about Russian adoptions. Then clarify yet again that nothing came of that meeting of which you knew nothing, so there's nothing to see here, move on. But you see, that is the problem here. We can't move on. Lots of stuff like that just keeps popping up here, getting added here, getting re-explained here. Now, some are big and worrisome, others are consistent and tiresome. Like when you argue that Ohio Governor John Kasich was unpopular when he wasn't, or U.S. Steel was building 6 new steel mills when they weren't, or said your poll numbers were higher than when Abraham Lincoln was president, even though we didn't have polls when Lincoln was president, or argued crime was way up in Germany when it's the lowest in decades, said foreigners were screwing us with 20%+ tariffs on our cars, but not a word about the 20% tariffs that we slap on their trucks, argued we have a massive trade deficit with Canada when we're actually running a current account surplus with Canada, said you enacted the biggest tax cuts in American history when they weren't, didn't personally benefit from that tax cut, but you did. Said you signed more legislation than anybody, but you have it. Love Michael Cohen until you didn't. Said he was a great lawyer until he wasn't. None of these make the market any less impressive. Maybe just the guy overseeing it all. Mr. President, you're that guy. You're both those guys. And you're right to be frustrated, but you are part of what's frustrating. It's not about stepping on your message. It's about constantly changing it. You are right to say your critics should be held accountable. But that doesn't mean you should hold this economic boom you hold so dear hostage. It cheapens your argument and it cheapens this country. I like tax cuts and soaring markets as much as anybody. But what good is it to fatten your wallet if you've lost your soul?
For his boss's refusal to sit down with Mueller that was, even by Giuliani standards, very Giuliani.
When you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
It isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The President of the United States says, I didn't...
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what... I mean...
Don't do this to me.
You just said truth isn't truth. That is not acceptable from a president's lawyer. It's barely acceptable from a sophomore philosophy major who just tried Molly for the first time. Truth isn't truth, man. And also, toes are just feet fingers. I feel warm. And look, in fairness to Giuliani, the Ken Bone of 9/11, that was was not the dumbest thing he said in that interview, because just watch. Giuliani, the president's lawyer, whose job is to essentially try and dismiss potentially damning evidence like the Trump Tower meeting, basically do the exact opposite.
The Trump Tower meeting itself is at least evidence of you better investigate. How is it not?
Well, because the meeting was originally for the purpose of getting information about Clinton. The meeting turned into a meeting.
Which in itself is attempted collusion. I understand. No, you just said it. The meeting was intended to get dirt on Hillary Clinton from a criminal lawyer.
No.
That was the intention of the meeting. You just said it.
What is Giuliani doing? And why does the White House keep letting him go on TV? Because at this rate, Trump is going to wind up behind bars with Giuliani visiting him and saying, don't worry, Donald, prison isn't prison.
Don't do this to me. When he first announced it, he said Muslim ban.
It was a request.
Having something to do with paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000?
So they funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it.
Rudy's great. We love Rudy. He's a special guy. But Rudy had just started, and he wasn't totally familiar with with everything. There is absolutely no collusion. That has been proven.
Collusion is not a crime. I don't even know if that's a crime.
I have said that over and over again. Collusion is not a crime.
Did you tell your father anything about this?
It was such a nothing. There was nothing to tell.
How can you be sure that the president didn't know beforehand? You're saying it's just a he said, he said.
Nobody can be sure of anything. Cohen, you know, always goes too far. And when you're lying, there's always a trap for you. So he said there was a one-on-one meeting that Donald Jr. came in and told him about the meeting was about to take place. Well, there are two witnesses that say it didn't happen.
They are the world's most dishonest people.
Two days before that, he claims he has a big meeting with about five people. He was in that meeting. I've only been able to talk to three of the five people in that meeting. Three of the five tell me it didn't take place.
Supersedes friendship and loyalty.
Okay, well, there you go. It's just breaking tonight. Minutes ago, the Associated Press is reporting that the National Enquirer kept a safe with documents on hush money payments and other killed stories that were damaging specifically to Trump. A safe. know anything about that?
I actually don't know anything about it. I haven't been at the company for quite a while. But then again, it wouldn't surprise me, because when you have ammunition, it gives you a lot more ability to get to people who you want.
Whether it's a phony university, monetizing the White House, or flying in style, this is surely the most profitable and popular isn't there is. Death isn't death. That's right. It's supporting jobs and coal-burning power plants. Stealing isn't stealing. It's being a tough businessman who is now running the Department of Commerce. Obstruction isn't obstruction. It's fighting back. Remember, if truth isn't truth, that means a lie isn't a lie, which makes all the wonderful White House isn'ts possible. You're welcome. Check back often. We're adding new isn'ts all the time.
WCOM LPFM, Micropower Radio. I'm Furious George. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We are rocking out this fun commercial community radio, and also picking fun at all those fools out there, the orange ones in particular. We also spotlighted some important work going down here in Chapel Hill, fighting against statues of white supremacy and Klan history. So want to again just recognize those amazing students and what they did to take a stand, despite the fact this week the stupid state government decided to keep more statues up representing quote unquote these heroes who fought against our country. I don't know, there's another word for that. What of hypocrites. Alright, you can tell I'm furious. We do this every Thursday. You can learn more about it at Furious G Show, blogspot.com. And more importantly, keep doing what you're doing, listening somehow, either through here, the Little World Radio, or A Info's Radio Project, or across the country and other stations that fortunately pick this up. Thank you. And everyone else out there, if maybe you're just cranking around on the radio dial, doing what you do here in downtown Chatham County, Orange County, wherever you happen to be, keep doing that. I'm furious.
This was an important moment.